From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has denied using vulgar language in describing Haiti and African nations during a White House discussion on immigration Thursday. Trump stunned lawmakers in a meeting when he reportedly questioned why so many immigrants to the U.S. come from such countries. He also reportedly suggested the United States should let in more people from places such as Norway. Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin was in the meeting Thursday. He told reporters Friday that reports on the president's comments are accurate.
But I cannot believe that in the history of the White House, in that Oval Office, any president has ever spoken the words that I personally heard our president speak yesterday. You've seen the comments in the press. I have not read one of them that's inaccurate. To no surprise, the president started tweeting this morning denying that he used those words. It is not true. He said these hate-filled things, and he said them repeatedly.
In his series of tweets Friday, Trump, while admitting using strong language, appeared to deny using the vulgar term and blamed the Democrats at the meeting for allegedly misrepresenting his comments. There has been widespread condemnation from around the world, with some calling Trump's comments racist. The United Nations Human Rights Office says it is concerned about the large number of arrests as Tunisian authorities crack down on protesters demonstrating against price and tax hikes. This is VOA News.